Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is John Norman, head of currency strategy at JP Morgan Chase in London. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
One of our top stories this morning, the Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has announced tax increases and spending cuts totaling $80 billion, which risks a deepening recession to try to keep the financial crisis at bay. Is that going to work for him?
It's going to work if he would like to receive some financial assistance from the Europeans. It's not going to work, I think, in terms of balancing the budget, because obviously this is going to be a dampener on growth. But the priority for Rajoy right now is satisfying his European partners in order to receive the funding assistance for Spanish banks. In that sense, this is inevitable.
You know, we keep coming back to this in interviews we have on this program with people like you in London and elsewhere, and it comes down to, well, you can't have austerity and growth at the same time. Why don't they get it?
I think the Europeans have a very warped model of what's required to extricate their economies from the crisis. They're obviously cutting the fiscal deficit is a required condition, but it's not the only component of the program. The Europeans have always been quite slow to push the structural reform agenda. That's only something which has started in the past 6 months in Italy and Spain, but it should have started 2.5 years ago when the crisis first broke out in Greece. And the third component of this is obviously liquidity assistance. If it's not coming from the IMF, it needs to come from the ECB. And if they did all these things, I think the Europeans would have a fighting chance of extricating themselves from this predicament. But they seem to consistently place much more emphasis on the fiscal measures as opposed to the structural reform and the liquidity. And that's why this has been such a torturous process over the past few years.
Okay, so if the IMF and the European Central Bank aren't going to help, then what is the result?
Well, the result is simply a recession that's a whole lot longer and deeper than it really needed to be. At some point, I think the Europeans, or at least the ECB, will come around to acknowledging that it's got a big role to play here. It's just that by the time they do that, maybe later on this year or early next year, in terms of providing some support to the bond markets, what you'll find is that the economy is much weaker, the investor confidence is much lower as well. And so the risk is that you have a much more disorderly workout process in the bond markets and a much weaker currency.
Well, is that how it plays out? I mean, the idea of the European Central Bank basically printing more money isn't going to sit very well with Germany.
No, exactly. This is not something which is going to be very popular. But I think if it is something which is seen as sort of the capstone to a process that involves surrendering some sovereignty to central European authorities to make decisions around banks and around fiscal policy, I think this could be the ECB's response could be seen as a quid pro quo. So I do believe that's the way the Europeans are heading. It's just, unfortunately, a very slow, kind of tedious process, and the result is a whole lot more stress in the financial markets than really needed to occur.
So with all that in mind, what happens to the euro here, looking ahead to the rest of the year?
I think it's actually going to undershoot on the downside, meaning there is a pretty high likelihood it can go below 120 in the next couple of months, simply because there are huge implementation risks around this EU summit package that was announced 10 days ago. There are a lot of lingering doubts as to whether or not European governments are actually going to consent to socializing the cost of bank recapitalization. Until they clarify that issue in the fall, the euro can go lower. But I do think it's going to be a pretty erratic move, and I think you actually have pretty high odds of a bounce back in the euro after September. And that's simply because the odds of the Fed increasing its balance sheet, i.e. launching QE3, are rising given how the jobs numbers are shaping up in the States. I also suspect there's going to be much more focus on the U.S.'s credit rating as the fiscal cliff issue comes into focus later on this year. These are all things that can work in the euro's favor. So short term, you can go down another few cents. I think over the balance of Q3 and Q4, you can go a bit higher. We probably end the year somewhere in the low 120s.
Okay, so you are betting on QE3.
Yes, I think this is pretty much a certainty the way that that the U.S. jobs numbers are evolving. And more broadly, given that fiscal tightening is inevitable in the U.S., it's just a question of the degree, that's going to be a dampener on U.S. growth, and the Fed will respond to that by purchasing more assets.
John Norman, head of currency strategy at JP Morgan Chase, on the line from London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.